Amen.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, TFC family. We are glorifying God Thursday, reading from Isaiah 55 and 11. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day we've never seen before. Thank you for what we can give our lives to be led by you and not by ourselves. We thank you for everything. We praise your name. Let us not manage our own way, but yours to say, Lord. We thank you. We cannot be so joyful and depend on you and the things that you have done for us. We want to give you thanks for everything. We can't thank you enough. Oh, Lord, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for the DS De Leon fan for Artist International, Now Artist Life. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone for their vision for the last 6 years plus for this call. We thank you for the speaker about to download the message this morning for us this morning, Lord. Thank you for the TMC family and the guests that join us and listen to us this morning. Oh, Lord, we just... This morning, go by the nursing home, the hospital, the people that's incarcerated, Lord. They need you, Lord. We need a word from you this morning. We know that God is good. We thank you for everything. We thank you for pray for the bereaving family this morning, Lord. Help them to know that you care and you love them all. Lord God, we love you. We adore you. We thank you for everything you have done. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen, amen. This is Minister Cynthia Cox, residing here in the Bronx, New York. Host, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Mr. Cynthia?
Yes, I can. Take it away. God bless you and have a good day.
God bless you, Minister Cynthia. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. And thank you for our tag for today, Glorify God Thursday, and for greeting our family here on the Master Call. Be the glory, and we thank you for serving us in excellence on this day. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California. And on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and we stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." See, this call was given a God-given mission and mandate from God. And the reason that it was given is because we wanted to make sure that we enriched, empowered, and enhanced lives as we began our day here with the Master on the Master's Call. I know I heard a couple of people out there this morning whose voices I have just heard for the first time, and we want to just say welcome, welcome, welcome. And don't feel that you have missed anything, because we have a website for our call, and we invite you to go to www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. You will see a website for our EMC call, and all of our messages have been archived since the conception of this call. So please visit. Also, if you have been feasting here at the buffet table and God is purging you and positioning you to do something new in 2017, then there are opportunities here for you on the Master's Call. You may be a greeter like Minister Cynthia just did, or maybe you want to be a host like I'm currently doing. Or maybe there's a message in your belly that you want the masses. Well, we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the New Artist Life call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. That is immediately following this call every single day. Also, there are two events coming up artists. The first one will be taking place on the 6th of May of 2017 in the phenomenal city of Los Angeles, California. And the second one will be taking place in Houston, Texas on the 20th of May. So please save those dates and put those dates on your calendar and be prepared to meet for the next Artist Life event. I will give you additional information after we hear a phenomenal message that is coming forth from our speaker this morning. And so let me go ahead and take the time to introduce our speaker for this morning. She is one of our sisters here on the Master's Call, and she goes by the name of Minister Willa Peterson. Minister Willa Peterson has been married to Gerald Peterson for 41 years. She is the mother of three grown adult children, Javen, Keenan, and Macy. She is also a Gigi of a wonderful bundle of joy, one granddaughter. After living in her hometown of Oak Park, Illinois for 38 years, Minister Willa and her husband, Jerry, moved to Tampa, Florida in October of 2016. Minister Willa is an active member of Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, but she has actually been blessed and to unite and become a member of the Bible-based Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida. And she is looking forward to serving God in whatever capacity he would have her to serve. Minister Willa has been a member of the Tate Ministry, the evangelism team. She is a previous elementary school teacher, currently still teaching, a librarian, a certified health coach, a wellness education. One of Minister Willa's goals is to end the global health crisis around the world. She loves the Lord and she loves his word. Minister Willa is excited about getting to know the people in Tampa and sharing the love and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with them. She strives to show God's love in every single area in her life. So at this time, without further ado, it is a privilege, honor, and pleasure to bring to you, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than the willing, the intelligent, the loving, the loyal, and anointed one for this day, Minister Willa Peterson. Are you out there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany, and thank you so much, and I love that acronym. I'll have to get that put on a plaque. You are just so dear and special to me, so thank you for that warm introduction, and to whom I do refer to as our songbird, and Minister Tiffany is always there to, when she thinks I'm going to break out in a song, she's right there, so praise God for that. And thank you, Minister Cynthia, whom I affectionately call my directional sister, for opening us up with that blessed prayer and for setting the atmosphere in this telecommunications sanctuary. And to my TMC family, my brothers and sisters, thank you for allowing me to impart morning manna in your lives today. And to Dr. P.K. Roberts, whom we affectionately call Dr. Super Fantastic, and to our dear Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle, thank you for seeing in all of us what we have not tapped into, and that is the ability to open ourselves up even more to be used by God. I am humbled by the opportunity to serve God in this way. I love you both dearly. Now, Lord, all of you and none of me, as I bring forth the message that is on my heart this morning, please empty me of self and fill me with your anointing. In Jesus' name, I pray. Well, my TMC family, last month, the Lord put on my heart to bring a message to you entitled Finding Assurance in the Heat, which is the acronym for the word faith. Now, the message was centered around the prayer of Jabez. And I talked about how Jabez had to find assurance in the heat as he went through bearing the discomfort and torment associated with his name. His name meaning, because I bore him in pain. So many individuals have had to walk by faith as they had to find assurance in the heat. Now, being that this month is National Women's Month, I will focus on women in the Bible who had to find assurance in the heat. Let's take a look at, and I kind of want to look at it as though if the truth had been told. Well, let's take a look at Shiphrah and Puah. They're the possible leaders of the Guild of Midwives who I'm sure had to find assurance in the heat. And this account was found in the first chapter of Exodus. And it tells us, there arose a Pharaoh who did not know Joseph, and the people of the children of Israel were enslaved by the Egyptians. The new Pharaoh saw that the children of Israel outnumbered them and were mightier than they were. So they were enslaved in order to make them work hard and long with the intent of making them weak. However, the Hebrews multiplied and grew stronger. Now, when we are burdened or mistreated, we may feel inferior and defeated, but our burdens can make us stronger and develop qualities that will serve us well in the future. We find assurance in the heat when there are situations, when there are trying situations that bring about heat in our lives. It is our faith during those times that make our faith in God stronger. It is our history of how God brought us through previous heated, trusting God situations and faith in his word that is our hope that he will bring us through it again. So anyway, back to the story, though. But fearing the slaves might overtake them, Pharaoh ordered all the male infants to be killed on the birth stool. Now, the Hebrew midwives helped the women give birth and cared for the babies until the mothers were stronger and able to care for the babies themselves. The midwives knew God and were committed to helping birth the babies and not kill them. When the midwives did not carry out Pharaoh's order, he questioned them. And in verse 19 of first chapter of Exodus, the midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. The vigor of the Israelite women during the birthing process is alluded to in Exodus 1:7. Evidently, the midwives let the babies live either by delaying their own arrival until after the births had taken place or by lying to Pharaoh. The motivation behind the midwife's action, which is found in Exodus 1, verses 15 to 22, was that they feared God, and that's in Exodus 1, 17. These women showed great courage and love for God by risking their lives by disobeying Pharaoh. Verse 20 tells us, therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. They were blessed because they feared the Lord and did not murder the male babies at birth. Excuse me. What would have happened if the truth had been told in this situation? What would the world look like today if the midwives had obeyed Pharaoh's orders? If the truth were told, they would have purposefully allowing the male babies to live, the midwives would have faced persecution and possibly death. If the midwives had followed Pharaoh's orders, there would be no exodus out of Egypt. But more importantly, there would have been no lineage of Jesus and salvation for us as we know it today. And I will talk about how Moses' mother had to find assurance in the heat in another message, but I know that I only have so much time, so I won't go there right now. Now let us take a look at Rahab. In Joshua 2, verses 1 through 21, records the story of Rahab. I will summarize the account for the sake of time. In your devotion, however, I encourage you to read this account. Rahab was a Canaanite, an ancient body of pagans that lived in Palestine at the time Israel entered the land in the 15th century before Christ. They were people who did not know God, people who practiced idolatry and immorality. However, when we look at verses 9 through 11, we see Rahab did not know God. However, she had faith in the God of Israel, for it reads, I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. Verse 10, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, and when you came out of Egypt, and what you did with the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, he is the God in heaven above and on the earth beneath. So after the king of Jericho got word that Joshua had sent spies to search out the region, especially Jericho, he sent word to Rahab's house to get the men who had gone there. Rahab did what she thought was best for the situation and lied about their whereabouts. As a result, Rahab begged and had the two men swear to her that kindness would be shown to her family and her, and their lives would be spared. And the men agreed, assuring her their lives for her life if any member of her family were harmed. However, that agreement was binding only if all the members of her family stayed inside and at her house. Her home would be identified by the house with the scarlet cord in the window through which she let them down. Rahab had more fear of the men of God than the men who were looking for them. Rahab at that time did not know God, as I said before, or have a relationship with him. However, she knew of God and of the mighty works he had done for his children of Israel. She knew her life was in jeopardy and her country was doomed. Rahab did not lie for her own protection, but lied because she knew of the power and sovereignty of their God. Rahab had to find assurance in the heap. Rahab had faith in the God of Israel, of the Israelites, and the trust and hope that the two spies would keep their word to her. If Rahab had told the truth, perhaps God would have saved the spies some other way. But Rahab did what she thought was best at that time and made a decision of faith by helping the spies escape. And God commended her for her faith. Rahab said and did the wrong thing for the right reason. And as a result, she nor her family perished with those who did not believe. And more importantly, in Hebrews 11:3, it tells us that Rahab, is Boaz's mother, who is the mother of Boaz, is included in the genealogy of Jesus. And as I just thought about the red cord, the scarlet cord being put outside the window, isn't that like the blood of Jesus that saved us? Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, God does not condone lying. God blessed Rahab and the midwives, not because they lied, but because of their fear, in other words, their reverence for him. And in the case of Rahab, faith in God's mighty power from what she heard about his works. God blessed the midwives because they saved the lives of innocent children. Their faith in God gave them the courage to stand for what they knew was right. In these situations, disobeying the authority was proper. God does not expect us to obey those in authority when they ask us to disobey him or his word. Now, the ultimate example of a woman who had to find assurance in the heat is Jesus' mother, Mary. First of all, Mary had to find assurance in the heat when the angel Gabriel visited her, bearing news that she would conceive in her womb and bring forth a son, Jesus, not even knowing Joseph in any way. Now, can you imagine what that must have been like? She had to go to Joseph and let him know and impregnated and explain to him how this is happening. Now, that was some heat because in those days, No telling what could have happened to Mary. She could have been stoned, tortured, or anything like that for being pregnant without knowing a man. I mean, for being pregnant because it is assumed that she knew a man. But Matthew 1, 18 and 20 through 25 and Luke 1, verses 26 to 38 tells us that Joseph had planned to put Mary away secretly had it not been the visitation of an angel in his dream. How many of us, and after Jesus grew up, and after Mary went through all that she had to go through, how many of us could bear the pain of knowing our child, whom we love dearly, would one day face persecution, who would be lied upon, ridiculed, beaten, tormented, tortured, beaten until they were unrecognizable, nailed to a cross? Putting myself in Mary's place as a mother, I cannot imagine the depth of despair and pain she must have been feeling. But it was her hope of glory, knowing that her only begotten son suffered, died, was put in a tomb, and rose again to cover the sins of this world for our salvation, that helped her find assurance in the heat. My brothers and sisters, you might be going through a situation right now that seems unbearable. You might be saying, Lord, how am I going to make it through this one? I'm tired, I'm fearful, and I just don't feel like I can make it. I've been this way before, Lord, and the last time I know you brought me through, but I just don't feel like I have the strength to do it this time. Well, family, know there is hope. Grab hold to one of those times when God brought you through, when it looked like all hope was gone, but he made a way for you. For his word says he would not leave you or forsaken you. That's in Hebrews 13:5. His word tells us, do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap a harvest if we don't faint. And that's Galatians 6:9. And I look at that word if. That word if is the operative word. If we don't faint, if while we're going through those situations, we continue to trust in God, knowing because he did it for us before, he will do it again. So I encourage you to wait on him, because as you wait on him, as we wait on him, your strength will be renewed. You will mount up on wings like eagles. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. And that's according to Isaiah 40:31. And just put your name in there as you say that to yourself. So I'm here today to encourage you not to be anxious for anything, but with prayer, supplication, and with thanksgiving, to make your request known to him, to God. He hears you. And doing it all, God promised to give you peace that surpasses all understanding, and that he will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And that's Philippians 4:6-7. So my brothers and sisters, I pray that as we enjoy God and as we triumph and are victorious, we know that there are times when there may be some situations where we have to trust him even more. I pray that you have faith, that you find assurance in the heat. Back to you, Minister Brenda. I'm sorry, Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Lord, thank you so much, Minister Willa, for that encouraging word on belief and assurance. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day, but let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We adore you and we love you. We thank you for allowing us to wake up into another day that you have made. And we will not complain in this day, but we will rejoice and be glad. And we thank you, God, that there is a plan and a purpose for each of our lives here on the Master's Call. And as we go out into the world, into the kingdom, we go out with the assurance of knowing that you are with us and that you have great plans for each and every single one of our lives. I thank you for the message that Minister Willett just delivered to us, God, and I pray that our ears and our hearts were open to hear what you said to her to give us this day. And as she has delivered the message to us effectively, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would fill her up, God, until she overflows, that you would continue to bless her mightily, that you would continue to bless and keep her children, her grandchildren, her husband, her family, her businesses, and her ministry in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are healed and we are whole, that we are delivered, and that every single thing that we need is met in the name of Jesus, and that because of your stripes, God, we walk in divine healing and divine help. And so we thank you for this day. We thank you for Artist Life, and we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, God. We pray that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And so as we depart from this place at this time, God, and never from your presence, I pray that your angels will be dispatched into the world so that whatever we do, that there will be no weapon formed against us that shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, the mighty, the marvelous, and magnificent name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So I want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To go back and listen to the replay number for this call, it is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. Also, there is a bridge number that you could use if you are Metro PCS or a T-Mobile phone holder. The bridge number to call in so that you will not incur the cost will be 857-957-1147, and follow the instructions. Don't forget the regular call-in number is 712-432-0075, and the same access code, 957-677-POUND. We'll be heading over to the Artist Life call. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code 294-617-POUND. Don't forget to mark your calendars for the Artist Life event will be taking place on May the 6th, 2017, and May the 20th, 2017. On the 6th in Los Angeles, California, and on the 20th in Houston, Texas. It has been a privilege to serve each one of you this morning. I thank once again Minister Cynthia for seating us and greeting us this morning, for opening us up in prayer and giving us this, our tag for today, Glorify God Thursday. To Minister Willa, thank you so much for that encouraging word straight from the throne room on assurance and belief. And I'm going to ask right now that you would come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Father, we thank you so much that you see the end of a situation from the beginning. And we thank you, Lord, that you know all the triumphs we're going to have. You know the victories. And Father, as we go through those things, we thank you that we have a history with you, that we can grab hold of a situation where it seemed impossible, and yet you brought us through. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for faith. Thank you for our ability to find assurance in the heat according to your word. Father, we thank you that we know that we can cast our cares on you. We thank you that we know that you never leave us. So as we go out this day, we bless your name, and we thank you that you are guiding us. We thank you that our footsteps are ordered of you. Father, we thank you for the victories, and we thank you for the triumphs, because we know you bring us through them all. We give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. My TMC family, as I always say, from the bottom of my heart, from my heart to yours, I love me some you. Go out and have a blessed, blessed day. Goodbye.